Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Four-man front for Houston. Murray fakes the give. Steps back, steps up. Now guns it long downfield. Wants Brown and intercepted. Derek Stingley Jr. with the pick. The takeaway by the Texans. Stingley's second career INT.
There's Mark Vandermeer. Derek Stingley this year was an All-Pro.
Yes!
First-team All-Pro in the National Football League. And Clint, they did the top 10 cornerbacks as voted upon or compiled by the comments from 70 coaches, scouts, and executives. And Clint, he slides in the two spot. Patrick Surtain, then him. Derek Stingley Jr., he's the only one ahead of him. Denzel Ward, Trent McDuffie, Sauce Gardner, who was taken, who somebody is connected with him, taken in the draft. Right after him, Christian Gonzalez, J.C. Horn. I see you, J.C. Jalen Johnson, Quinyon Mitchell of the Eagles, and then Devin Witherspoon of the Seahawks. But he's in the two spot. Your reaction to him at that spot and the cornerback rankings.
Look, I think it is, it's big time respect that's earned and well deserved. I knew he would be top four, but I didn't know exactly where he would land. I mean, I don't think he's had the year where it's just like the arrival year of statistically just you know, kind of jumped on the scene. It's been more of a slow climb for him, and he fought the injuries early. But it's good to see that he's getting the respect that he deserves. And I think what has set him apart, Ron, is again, it's not been the stats, so to speak, the leading the league in interceptions or anything like that. But it's been consistent. Not good, but consistent, great play. And the other part of it is the, like, the interception against Tyreek Hill. And there's been pass breakups that we see that the rest of the world doesn't see because we watch every damn snap. But the pick against Tyreek Hill, one, you're guarding Tyreek Hill at a critical moment of the game. He usually wins those, not the corner, right? But not only do you win, you go up and make an interception that, again, not my words, by one of the executives that that helped with these rankings. Their words were 99% of corners in the NFL don't even touch that ball, much less catch it kind of deal. That is that's how he's made this list. That's how he's made top five. That's why he's ranked ahead of a couple of the other top tier corners in this league. And I think it's much respect and well deserved.
Yep, those are your first team All Pros, him and Patrick Surtain. And I'm telling you, that draft class of his, that three of them are in the top five.
Wow, Sauce and who's
Sauce first? Trent McDuffie was Trent. In the 20s, and then obviously Derek Stingley Jr.
Hell of a year. Hell of a year. You know, you talk about, again, the interception against Tyreek Hill sticks out, and then you
I think it's just his ball skills in general. Like, I mean, he has ball skills.
No question. I don't believe he should be catching balls on the offense, and a lot of folks think so highly of it they should put him on offense. And I mean, unless they get into a really bad spot this year, I don't think he's that guy. But his ball skills are absolutely elite for cornerbacks. There's no doubt about it. And the play against Tyreek Hill is one that just, I think, showcased that ridiculous ability to play the ball. And then, you know, statistically, there is one that sticks out. He allowed 56.9% passer rating to opposing quarterbacks, which is the best among corners league-wide, that was targeted more than 50 times. And so, or 30 times, maybe. I can't remember what that target limit was. But nonetheless, consistently great football with a handful of plays that showcase elite ability and elite, you know, playmaking ability, ball skills. It's, again, he's right where he deserves to be.
Yeah, he is in that two spot. The other part that was kind of interesting about this is they do the top 10, and then they also do the honorable mentions and players that are receiving votes. Right at each position, as we know, CJ, he was an honorable mention, and there was like CJ Gardner-Johnson was receiving votes or an honorable mention. Jalen Petrie received votes. On this one, they ran through the entire list, and I was really surprised—not surprised that Kamari Lashner wasn't in the top 10, but I was surprised that he didn't make it and didn't get any votes whatsoever. He wasn't an honorable mention, nor was he voted as someone who'd even get votes from anybody there. I was a bit surprised there. I thought his name would at some point make the list.
Yeah, look, I don't think in any way, shape, or form he deserves to be in a top 10 list. But it's more about just did he get any votes whatsoever. I'm a little surprised by that. And here's why. I mean, because I think this is fair. I think opposing teams, or if you just watch the Texans, I think you're very aware this past year, you're very aware of who Derek Stingley was and what he's capable of doing. You prepare for Derek Stingley. Now, when you go back and you watch games in hindsight, as a coach, an executive, a scout, when you go back and watch games in hindsight, there's no question about it. Kamari Lassiter jumps off the screen, whether it's the tackling ability, or the coming out of nowhere, not knowing who he is, and he's covering in big time fashion, or just the playmaking ability. It seems like every game there was a pass breakup, there was an interception, there was a tackle, something jumped off the screen. So I'm surprised too that didn't garner that almost that attention in hindsight. After you played him, you look back and you're like, damn, that kid's better than I thought he was. Damn, the Texans are going to be a problem because they don't just have Derek Stingley. Now they've got a guy at corner, yeah, two.
I think there's a problem. There's a fair argument that he was the best rookie corner in football last year. I think there was an argument, and Quinyon Mitchell is 9 on the list.
Yeah, he's actually on the list. Yeah.
He's actually on the list, and Cooper DeJean is receiving votes. And I think he was at the very least at those guys' level.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, Ron.
Especially to the point that you made about Derek. People were well aware of Derek Stingley, which means naturally you think they're probably coming that way more. And so he defended a lot there. So I was a bit surprised there. It did get me to thinking this, though. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. Because the last 2 days we got cornerbacks and we got and wide receivers yesterday. And both were in the top 10, Nico Collins, Derek Stingley. Derek Stingley, as we just talked about, was number two on this cornerback list. And All-Pro last year, first-team All-Pro. Last year, Nico Collins was a Pro Bowler, even though he missed five or six games. He was ranked eighth on the list in top 10 wide receivers. For this Houston Texans team, who's more important to this squad? Derek Stingley, who is an All-Pro, or Nico Collins, the Pro Bowler? Who is more important to the Houston Texans? Not better or whatever. Who's more important to the Houston Texans team, Nico Collins or Derek Stingley Jr.? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well.
Look, I think when you look at how this team is constructed, it's an easy answer.
Is it an easy answer?
To me, it is. It's Nico. I mean, without Nico, we are right back to the Texans being an offense that a decent defense is going to suffocate. I mean, you are right back to what we watched in 2023 playoffs versus the Baltimore Ravens. But you would be in a much worse place, because I think it happens during the regular season with just above average defenses. It's not going to take one of the best in the league in the playoffs for it to happen. I think you got major, major problems if Nico Collins isn't there. So that's an easy one for me. I mean, look, it would hurt to lose Derek Stingley.
You'd be bringing in Tremont Smith as the starter.
Yeah, but you still have two dogs hunting off the edge that cause problems. You know, you'd still have a safety that's an absolute ball hawk, and now you'd be in a position where we got to really find out if Kamari Lassiter is a top-tier corner in this league. And while I don't want to see that happen, I think they could hold their own. I got faith that D'Amico Ryans would figure out a way. We've seen him overcome severe injury issues at multiple spots on the field at one time. I got confidence that they would be up. They'd find a way to survive. No Nico Collins.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart. We're here.
Text line coming through. Nico Collins, hands down. Nico, the offense is not good without him. Defense can still be decent without Stingley. Text line also. Hell, why do you do this? They're both important for the offense and defense. Yeah. Thank you for your.
Would you rather him do it with, let's say, Tremont Smith and Nico Collins? Who's more important? Just so it's a no-brainer.
It is. I think it's Nico. I'm with you. And I think the big thing is because, yes, I right now trust D'Amico Ryans to figure out how to move around his best, maybe arguably his best defensive player, than I feel about Nick Caley being able to work around his best defensive player. And I think that is the difference. It should be Nico also, because you there's a part that says it should be Stingley because you should feel like you have the quarterback that could make up for missing a Nico Collins, right? Like, you should feel like, all right, we have C.J. Stroud, damn it. And if you put Higgins and Kirk and Noel and everything, maybe like you should still be able to figure it out because of the quarterback they have, right? But in reality, I think it is that route. I'm telling you, I think it changes a lot of things they want to do defensively. If Tremont Smith is in the ball game right now, and Kamari Lassiter then moves to your number one corner. I think it is, Nico. As we talked about yesterday, it's like you're not out of the lineup. It just, the offense and the weapons look completely different if Nico's not out there.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.